Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Officers responding to 911 calls of that shooting, 6300 block of Tarsdale Avenue. Officers arriving on the scene, police say the witnesses told them several people had been shot. They were taken to area hospitals by private vehicles. And police say a total of three people were shot, 21-year-old man shot in his shoulder. We have a 48-year-old man shot once in the back and a 24-year-old shot in his shoulder as well. We know that as far as the 48-year-old man, he's in critical condition right now. We just have that update. And they say the 21-year-old was sitting in the driver's seat of a vehicle and had just been dropping somebody off. So it sounds like an Uber driver. And that was the 6300 block of Tarsdale Avenue when that shooting happened. Over a dozen bullet holes were found on the I think it was 13 bullet holes in all found on the driver's side door. So the 21-year-old was sitting in the driver's seat. Police say somebody else drove him to the hospital. So they're investigating this entire thing. Who was the actual target? And unfortunately, it sounds like a rideshare driver was caught in the crossfire. We don't know if it's, was this an attempted carjacking? Was this, you know, what was going on here? We don't have all those details.
Based on the shooting that we had last week with the GMC SUV that had 30 plus bullet holes in it, I think if you're an Uber driver moving forward, you might want to invest into one of those GMC Denalis. Probably protect you a little bit.
Jeez.
Do we have a description of the shooter?
I know. Sir, we do not.
Okay, all right.
Have a description.
But we know the make and model of the car, correct?
Yep, okay. We have the car descriptions,
gotcha.
Yep, yep. The street descriptions,
street, yes.
The 911 call descriptions.
Yep. The specific gun? Do we know the gun model? Do we know the gun manufacturer?
I don't have that yet. We'll probably have that later this morning.
Yep.
20 spent shell casings were found on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that one going on.
Just curious, and not to hijack your news for a second, but do we have a description yet of the Fairmount Park shooter?
No, sir, we
okay,
do not.
Okay, just curious.
Nope.
Just curious.
No descriptions.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Yep.
No, we don't.
Okay.
All right. We have we've already gone the 6:06. We've gone off the rails.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks.
I know.
Get ready.
Silliness.
Yep.
A group of advocates from across Pennsylvania, they are heading this morning to Harrisburg, hoping that they will be heard, that they can testify before state leaders, lawmakers, and hoping for some legislative changes to help victims of violent crimes, as well as families of those who are taken by violent crimes. Oftentimes, and we've heard this story over and over, that many times victims, advocacy groups, victims' families, they all say that it certainly feels sometimes or oftentimes like the criminals have more rights than the victims. And so this is the push at the Capitol today, aiming to give victims the resources as well as the security they need while going through traumatic and very tough times. And so survivors of various crimes, even domestic crimes, that's domestic violence, but as well these violent crimes that unfortunately I'm reporting on pretty much every morning, especially starting at 6 a.m. We do have the face-off, if you will, a friendly face-off between our Pennsylvania senators, John Fetterman, Dave McCormick, that Senate forum that went viral as on the Democrat side, obviously John Fetterman, on the Republican side, the freshman Senator Dave McCormick discussing U.S. and foreign relations at this event that was live streamed on Fox Nation. It's known as the Senate Project, and it's a debate series that really promotes bipartisanship within the U.S. Senate. So certainly they are agreeing on much of what's going on with Israel and that situation. As we exceed last week, we hit 600 days. So 606 days and counting. Fetterman in his signature black hoodie and shorts, McCormick in his navy suit and tie, 30-minute conversation.
It's basically the same outfits that I wear and Zioli wears to Pints of Politics. I come showing up like Fetterman, and he came looking like McCormick.
I know you have a clip of them in the Big Take, but I want to play one real quick here, 16, Phil, if you would. This is Senator Fetterman on building tent cities and campuses and terrorizing Jewish students. Roll those.
This is just rampant across all the universities for all these places, too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. Building tent cities on a campus and terrorizing and intimidating Jewish students, that's not free speech. And now we've lost the argument in parts of my party.
McCormick nodding along in agreement, and I think Fetterman was just ousted from the Democrat Party. Can't say that, John. Not allowed to do that.
Yeah, to your point, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the front of the digital edition, quote, Senator Fetterman has low approval among PA Democratic primary voters. New poll shows right in the digital version, right in the front.
You can't speak out.
Nope.
Can't speak out.
Nope.
The tribalism is strong with these ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that we'll get to that, and you have a lot of this in the big take, as we are 605 days since October 7th, since the attack. And remember, of all those hostages taken, it's believed that less than 24, maybe as low a number as 20, are actually still alive.
Does anybody actually believe that? Does anybody really believe that there are 20 alive at this point? I can't envision that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they are, but it seems a little far-fetched. But
we have the, a lot of headlines I can give you. The Trump, I forget if this one, I don't think is in your big take. The Trump administration opening that investigation into whether or not Joe Biden was competent. This among, those things going viral. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, this as he's signing a bill into law, just signed a bill into law yesterday, cracking down on public brawls. So this legislation.
No. He's trying to kill Fight Club.
Yeah, see?
Damn it.
Murphy doing everything in his power to stop Fight Club.
Greg Stocker.
Once this segment gets popular.
Greg Stocker, no brawls.
Yeah.
The legislation criminalizing any incident where a public brawl is incited and then upgrades the penalties for any kind of disorderly conduct. And so this was, at first, you might think that this was because of all the chaos and the trouble with the utes and the teens down the shore.
That's what I was going to say.
But it wasn't. It
oh.
was. Remember that Gloucester Township Day event where the 500 teenagers
yep.
were causing all that chaos? Yeah, three officers were injured.
Teenagers. Were there a description of the teenagers, Dawn?
No, sir.
Okay.
Still to this
sorry,
day.
Sorry,
it's a year ago. Nope. Nothing to see here. Sorry.
Sorry.
So we have that new law going on. And by the way, today it begins, because obviously June 10th coming up, the primary for New Jersey. But today, the early voting, in-person early voting in New Jersey. We've talked a lot about the gubernatorial and the upcoming election for Jersey. So that starts today, the in-person voting.
Do you guys predict record turnouts for this, or do you think it's going to be low turnouts for the Jersey primaries?
I think there's a little bit of juice for this one. I think the turnout's going to be pretty decent.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's summertime. It depends on the weather, I suppose.
June 10th, seriously? June 10th,
June
right?
10th.
Yep. Okay.
Speaking of June 10th, by the way, Philadelphia City Hall raising the flag for Juneteenth. Already putting that flag up.
How many days until the 4th of July?
But what about Pride Month? Don't they feel like they're getting a slap in the face or a slap in somewhere else?
But no, it's interesting that you bring that up. Very quick to kind of gloss over that and go right into Juneteenth.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And that flag.
I can see a brawl.
Well, we'll see if Murphy allows it.
I don't know if you saw this, but Sicily's Mount Etna.
Yes.
That fiery show, cloud of smoke and ash.
We have
the video.
Sending
it miles up into the air.
Yeah, we have the video.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think Phil found this yesterday. This was a nice little
he's on,
find by him.
He's on Mount Etna watch. Roll this. Look at that. Wow.
It's actually a recap of the Jets season last year.
Oh, look at all the smoke.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
So that is crazy. The level of alert due to the volcanic activity was raised, but no immediate interruptions were reported. An official update declared the ash cloud emission had ended by the afternoon, but has gone viral. The spectacle on Europe's most active volcano was caused, they say, when part of the southeast crater collapsed, resulting in those hot lava flows, and it was the 14th eruptive phase in recent months.
Cool.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So we have that going on. And by the way, we may have another one of these gorgeous sunsets, very colorful because of the Canada wildfires.
Did anybody see the Northern Lights the other night?
Mm-mm.
I was looking for them when I was out in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't see anything.
Yeah. So the Canadian wildfires are back.
Yes,
2 years. It's almost a 2 year anniversary, right? It was June of 2023.
So are we going to get haze because of this?
Haze?
Oh,
some
we're going to smell it.
You always remind me of that bus driver with the smell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we'll... He's looking for his button.
I say no, I can smell it.
So I don't know if we'll smell it, Nick Kale, but sunsets are a beautiful thing. It's really... The funny thing is we say, oh, that beautiful sunset, it's not a good thing. It's polluting and they have the fires to contend with.
What about Canada trying to steal away Pride Month with wildfires and jump and get the front page of the Toronto Times?
It's a sin,
it's outrageous.
Sir. We do have Bryce Harper expected in the lineup against the Blue Jays. I don't think we have an official announcement. Remember his elbow that was already had the surgery on it, so it was already the so-called bad elbow. But he's supposed to be back. And then Saquon Barkley, cover man of Madden 26.
Yes. Did you see the video of him? Because on the front cover of Madden is him doing the leap
over the Jaguar.
Did you see him with the green screen doing the leap?
No.
I wanted to ask you guys if he had a
wires.
Wires. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
He did.
Yes. He definitely did.
Roll this, Phil.
3, 2, 1, go.
Watch this. There you go. Look at that. Yeah.
Woo! Has to be right.
That's amazing.
They were saying that he did have the help of some wires because he had to do that over and over and over.
That's right.
So that was incredible.
Yeah, that could be a little exhausting after a while.
Yeah.
Right? Real quick, since we're doing this, I'm just going through the cut sheet right now. He spoke about this. Roll this.
It means the world to me. I think if you ask any kid out there, if they were able to be on the Madden cover, I think they all would be stoked and say yes. So for that to come to life is truly amazing. There's so many legendary players that have been a part of this, and I'm happy to attach my name to those guys too. It's definitely going to be the anniversary of 25, and they put Barry Sanders on. That's like the first time in my mind where you can go back and play with old school players. I remember being a kid playing Madden and going out there and trying to make some spin moves, make some moves that I just did the night before Madden. It helps me now in my career, just having that imagination as a little kid, not being afraid to do anything, let my body go and just reacting. So Madden's been a big part of my life, an even bigger part now that I'm part of the cover. My golf game, 74, and chess, 78, 90.
As a
friend, I think I'm a pretty good friend. 95, got a lot to work on. As a father, I hope Jada and my son Junior would say a 99. But like I said, you still could work on that. So I'll give myself a 97, 98.
How much more likable is he than Jalen Hurts?
Well, Jalen Hurts showed up at a PA girls flag football.
Yeah. He didn't have any scheduling conflicts. Yeah, there's no scheduling conflict. His day was wide open for that.
What is your, because I heard you off air a while ago, Nick Kale. I think you were talking to Dom Giordano about this. Your theory about Saquon on the Madden game cover?
It's kind of a ballsy move. It's a, I mean, there's the cover curse.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, weeks.
Well,
that's
like
the SI cover jinx. That's another one, too. Yeah. But I could see it week 7, Saquon Barkley running down the field, and all of a sudden he just comes up limp, and he goes down and he grabs his knee, and Merrill goes,
"Oh my goodness!"
And then he's out for the year.
I feel for him.
The Madden cover curse. I like this.
Merrill, what are your thoughts on Saquon going on the Madden cover?
That is called stupid.
But with the photo shoot, he not only had the wires, it was on a big pulley system.
Yeah.
So it was helping him. I mean, he's still jumping.
Right.
That, you know, that high, well, it's not pulling him up that, but it helps him stay airborne.
Yeah. We've seen him do the moves, so we know he can do it.
Right.
I was just curious if...
It's actually, they borrow the pulley system. It's the same pulley system that Chris Christie uses to get in and out of bed.
Oh, ouch. Okay. To lift up the...
Yeah. Right.
The belly flap, is that?
Yeah.
Let's get out of this, please.
Yeah.
So that's it for us as we talk about Saquon Barkley and his iconic reverse hurdle. And now Nick Cale doing a nice,
beautiful weather
hurdle.
Iconic weather. We're going to hurdle over the cold dawn. We won't see cold again until October. 57 today. It's going up to 84 for your high. Wednesday, 87. Thursday, 90. Friday, 87. So the heat is on for the next couple of days, and then we'll go back to the high 70s. Heading into the weekend, weather is brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. Kale & Company News Live. Tuesday, Big Take is on the way. Stay right there. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Right now, let's get to a Tuesday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by First Bank, Summer of Love 2025. You know, in the summer of 2020, we had to endure riots and protests across the country in the wake of George Floyd. For 20 months, we have seen countless protests and acts of anti-Semitism perpetuated from the same fools that have supported BLM and every other fugazi cause out there. But are we on the precipice of Jews reaching their tipping point and maybe taking to the streets? I wouldn't be at all surprised, and I'm not sure that I would blame them. How much more do these people have to endure? Enough is enough with the hatred towards Jewish citizens in this country. We are in day three of Pride Month, and all we ever hear is how the LGBTQ plus community is under attack. And I always say, where's your proof? Show it to me. Where are the breaking news stories across mainstream media? They don't exist, because we are seeing right now Jewish hate on steroids in society today. And Jews can't even get the media to acknowledge it is terrorism. The media will bury the fact that Boulder, Colorado suspect is an illegal alien. They will dub him white man. But let's go through the timeline in just the past 4 to 6 weeks. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro had his residence torched on the first night of Passover. Cody Ballmer, 38, charged with attempted murder. On May 21st, we had two staffers of the Embassy of Israel to the United States shot and killed as they left a museum in Washington, D.C. And now we have Mohammed Sabri Salomon, who has officially been charged with a hate crime, which is involving actual or perceived race, religion, or national origin, plus murder and assault charges in Boulder, Colorado, after he attacked people with Molotov cocktails, setting them on fire. Here is Ed Victor, who was an eyewitness on Fox News, giving the horrific details. Listen and watch.
We got to the old courthouse, which is on Pearl Street between 13th and 14th Street. We were lining up as we normally do, and I'm sure I walked right past the person with the Molotov cocktails. I lined up. I was standing. I remember looking west towards the mountains, talking with somebody. Suddenly, I felt a lot of heat. I turned, and I saw a person on fire. And my immediate goal, as well as two or three other people, was to get the fire out. That's what we had to do. And we grabbed some flags, we grabbed some banners, did what we could. It was horrible, and it maybe took 1 or 2 minutes. Just felt like it always took too long to get the fire out.
Didn't grab his phone, didn't start recording, didn't go live to capture a viral moment for clicks, but acted bravely to help another human. Josh Shapiro, as we have mentioned, he's dealt with this. His fellow Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman, a vocal outlier in the party, had this to say alongside his Keystone State rival, Dave McCormick. Listen and watch.
This is just rampant across all the universities, for all these places too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. Building tent cities on a campus and terrorizing and intimidating Jewish students, that's not free speech. And now we've lost the argument in parts of my party.
I actually went to University of Pennsylvania, saw these demonstrations, and this wasn't free speech. This was intimidation, in some cases, physical violence.
Dave McCormick is right. This isn't a protected element of the First Amendment. President Donald Trump has seen and heard enough. 47 posting this on social media, quote, "Yesterday's horrific attack in Boulder, Colorado will not be tolerated in the United States of America. He came in through Biden's ridiculous open border policy, which has hurt our country so badly. He must go out under Trump policy. Acts of terrorism will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is yet another example of why we must keep our border secure and deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland." My heart goes out to the victims of this terrible tragedy and the great people of Boulder, Colorado. National security, paramount. A secure border, of the utmost importance. But what price do you put on your safety and security? What about your kids? The president, he's almost been killed twice. That means the rest of us are all vulnerable. Tom Homan was on Fox News yesterday saying, we are vulnerable for a terrorist attack right now in this country because of Biden's open border policies. But more pro-Palestinian protests broke out yesterday. This time, it occurred fittingly enough at the National Security Forum. Here was Navy Secretary John Phelan being interrupted by your typical woke protesters. Listen and watch.
And figure out how, if I really want to bring about change and bring about a more adaptable culture.
All right, Phil, you can stop it there if you don't mind. As that goes on for another 45 seconds, I would have yanked them out way quicker and with way more force than those security guards did. It's time to stop the talk and walk the walk. A lot of these punks need to learn a lesson. And so do the grifters on social media who think doxing is cool. I'd actually like to take all the doxers, put them with the swatters, and send them all to Gaza. And now, in this country, we have ICE agents having to wear masks to conceal their identities because they and their family are being doxed. And the party of COVID masks, now all of a sudden they have an issue with mask wearing. Listen and watch.
Why do they wear masks? I'm going to answer the mask question. Not the mask. So a lot of agencies were invited to come out 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles where we ran an operation where ICE officers were doxed. So let's just say that again. People are out there taking photos of the names, their faces, and posting them online with death threats to their family and themselves. So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line because people don't like what immigration enforcement is. They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service where we arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, and targeting them. So let me ask, is that the issue here, that we're just upset about the masks, or is anyone upset with the fact that ICE officers' families were labeled terrorists?
Spouses and children of ICE agents being placed in danger all because the federal agents are doing their jobs? I hope Pam Bondi prosecutes every single one of these scumbags who want to intervene and make law enforcement's duties and lives more difficult than they already are. Glenn Greenwald was a guest on Tucker Carlson's podcast. They got into acts of violence against Gaza over what a Florida Republican advocated for on social media. Listen and watch this final clip.
I see on the internet, because could that really be real? So someone sent this to me the other day. This is a person who I confirmed is a real person. I didn't believe it at first. Congressman Randy Fine of Florida. And he said this the other day on Fox News last week, quote, in World War II, we did not negotiate a surrender with the Nazis. We did not negotiate a surrender with the Japanese. We nuked the Japanese twice in order to get unconditional surrender. That needs to be the same here in Gaza. There is something deeply wrong with this culture, and it needs to be defeated. So we're going to nuke Gaza because of its culture. We're going to kill everybody because we don't like the culture, which, by the way, lots of Christians in Gaza, Muslims in Gaza.
Just innocent people in Gaza of all kinds.
Well, of course, but like to say there's some like Gazan culture that's cohesive, it's like, what? But we're going to kill them all because we don't like their culture. And so I didn't believe that was real. I didn't really think he was a member of Congress. I texted
He's newly elected, like in the last, he filled Matt, I think Mike, it was Mike Waltz or Matt Gaetz's seat, one or the other.
It was Waltz, I think.
Waltz, yeah.
So I texted a friend of mine in Congress, is this really a member of Congress? Yes. So like, I don't even know what to say to that, but that, first of all, it's evil, but how can you say something like that and not get expelled from Congress or the Republican? How can that person be a member of the Republican Party? I don't understand.
So let me say two things about that. And yes, Randy Fine is very real. I've been watching him for a while now, ever since Trump endorsed him as this America First candidate. He had served in the Florida Senate, in the Florida legislature.
It's definitely way over the top. And I agree with Tucker Carlson. It is definitely evil, and we can't be doing that. But if we don't establish a precedent in this country for deterring these acts against Jews, this stuff will continue to happen. I think it's time to implement FAFO policies, because the time is now. Or as Tom Hoban said, we could be looking at another September 11th type atrocity against innocent Jews and innocent Americans right here in this country after open border policies. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Big Take brought to you by First Bank. If you're ready to drive your business success with a trusted local partner, well, you can count on First Bank for personalized support and smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on X at 1210 WPHT. And, of course, your comments in the YouTube chat. We'll come back, get Dawn's thoughts. Also, new revelations, new details on this individual who apparently did not like Elon Musk and Doge. The details coming up next here on Kale and Company on a Tuesday morning. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, at Kitchen Magic, they've been transforming kitchens since 1979. Proudly American-made, family-owned, and 100% tariff-proof. That means no international delays, no surprise fees. This month only, take advantage of their 24-month same-as-cash financing. It is time to love your kitchen again. Visit KitchenMagic.com or you can call them 1-800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic, quality that's closer to home. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
According to the census of 2020, so 5 years ago, there's roughly 7.5 million Jewish individuals in the United States of America, and they are constantly under attack. We've seen it ramped up big time in the last 2 years and really in the last 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm just wondering where all the stop hate against the Jews commercials are and the ads on TV. You know, where's the media shoving their identity down our throats 24/7? I guess the media only can suck it up enough for BLM, LGBTQ+, because apparently if you're a JEW, it's just, hey man, now's a good time to maybe take advantage of the Second Amendment and protect yourself, because you're not going to get any help from legacy media with the advertisement of a community truly under attack.
Yeah, to your point, Nick, these things, unfortunately, we knew when that horrifying DC attack took place, there would be a copycat. All the officials, all the crime experts warn you of that. And so I hate to say the cliche, but it was only a matter of time, because we have people like this guy who's, I have to say allegedly, but a ticking time bomb. And the fact that, you know, you have now 12 people, some of them in critical condition, including what struck me was, and I know we talked about it yesterday, but this 88-year-old lady, and she survives the Holocaust. And to have this happen in America, so she becomes an American citizen. And here's somebody who was here illegally. And I know he had, and I know Malusian and others had posted like his background, and, you know, he had a visa and he had this. The bottom line is everything expired. He was here illegally. He should not be here. He planned this thing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody figures this out. And so it happens in Boulder, Colorado. And you think to yourself, what? Why there? Why? Well, because it's a place where it's a sanctuary welcoming these folks. And why? How is this even happening?
They harbor hatred.
God almighty.
Right? They harbor hatred. They allow these people to stay there and then attack taxpaying citizens, right? Whether they're Jewish or American, a combination of both, because we know that these radical extremists, they view Americans just like they do the Jews. They want both of us, both of them, both identities, dead. That's the goal. Globalize the intifada. It's not a hashtag on social media. It is a real-life objective of these radicalized, deranged, I'm fighting a holy war nonsense individuals that have been so corrupted and warped that mm-hmm. this is their life mission.
Yeah.
And they're living right here amongst us. And I don't think Tom Homan is spreading fear propaganda when he says we could have a serious terrorist attack in this country of epic proportions. Because you know, and I'm sure the FBI and the CIA, they're all, you know, trying to listen to these, you know, these encrypted channels and tapping phones and looking at chat rooms and online searches to hopefully prevent and snuff out a terrorist attack. But you know that's happening and being planned at some point by somebody somewhere or a group somewhere in this country. And then this guy, Solomon, paperwork with the word USAID was found in his car, along with, words that said Israel, words that said Palestine. He had 12 red gas containers and rags. Now, a senior State Department official told Fox News that Solomon is not a United States Agency for International Development employee, but clearly had an axe to grind with USAID, and I'm just presuming here, I don't know, but the gutting of USAID by Doge and Elon Musk, he wanted to target a Zionist group that gathered in Boulder on June 1st, and the goal was to stop them from taking over, quote, our land, which he said is, quote, Palestine, and this was, as you mentioned, plotted for over a year. And he was doing this while he waited for his daughter to graduate. So I'm assuming his daughter's in this country.
His five kids.
His five kids. And here's the list of charges now. He has been charged with a hate crime, first-degree murder, deliberation with intent, criminal attempt, murder in the first degree, extreme indifference, criminal attempt, crimes against at-risk adults and the elderly, first-degree assault, non-family, first-degree assault, heat of passion, criminal attempt to commit class one and class two felonies, and the use of explosives or incendiary devices during a felony. $10 million bond. And to your point, here's the timeline of when he entered the country and when his visa expired. He first came to the United States on August 27th of 2022. So just about 34 months ago on a B1, B2 non-immigrant visa that expired on February 26th. 2023. So he had been in this country illegally, technically, for about 27 months, and he did not leave. And Solomon filed a claim with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services on March 29th of 2023, which authorized him to work through March of 2025. That is also 2-3 months ago. So he is, you know, that you ever see that Progressive commercial where the ants in the refrigerator expired, expired, expired. You know, she's going through the salad dressings. Every which way you look at this, this guy was expired. Should not have probably even been here in the first place. Came through Biden's open border policy. And when we, and this is what I've said. It's not just about South America here, Dawn. We talk about these South American countries and we see the pictures of people coming across the border with the buoys in the water. They're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from China. They're coming from God knows where else, countries that we couldn't even find on a map. And this is another proof positive moment where we need to get serious. And this is why I said yesterday when we're talking about, well, Doge cuts are coming, but Trump's going to spend more. So it's actually we're ringing up the deficit with national security. And when Stalker brought it up, well, are we picking and choosing? And I said, yes. Because I don't want $350 million going to Ukraine under a military budget. But if $350 million needs to be spent on securing the homeland, as I said in the big take, what price do you put on your safety and your security? Yeah. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to be walking around on the 4th of July eating a snow cone, my daughter's having the time of their life, and some maniac shows up with 14 Molotov cocktails and wants to turn me into a raging inferno.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, I know criticized locally with just to localize it for a moment, the White Marsh Parade that was canceled by local officials. And this is exactly the kind of thing that now, and I know in Boulder there, they were worried about different protests and different events planned because we have these nut jobs now who've been, you know, and some of them are born here, but a lot of them are not. And so you have that combination, and you as local law enforcement, that's on you. I mean, I think there are people who feel responsible to say, I want to make sure that everybody's safe. And in our region, you mentioned our Jewish population, you know, on the East Coast, I believe. So we, other than New York, I believe we in this region have one of the largest Jewish populations. So if this is happening in the country, which we know it is, then are we not a target?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember we started out the year January 1st with the Mummers Parade here in Philadelphia. It went on, but they had to spend a ton of money, extra added SWAT and canine after there were other terror attacks. So this is a reality of our lives. And in part, you know, to your point, this is something that's, what would you say? I would say it's like an incendiary device with so many millions of people who just basically were allowed to come into this country totally unvetted.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
They hate us.
Yes. And this is a continuation and an evolution of the last 24 years. I know it didn't just start 24 years ago, and we had the 9/11 incident. We had 1993 at the World Trade Centers, that failed attempt, but it's gone from, you know, bin Laden and Al Qaeda and the Taliban. And then, of course, 12 years ago, you had the evolution and creation of ISIS. And now you have this Hamas pro-Palestinian nonsense that's going on in our country. And it's, you know, I don't, like Stocker had said, I think, you know, months ago, you know, the days of, you know, flying a plane into a building are over. Now it's like these low-level, low-budget ways, and you just don't know, right? You're at a museum. Next thing you know, you walk out, you're shot, you're dead. You know, you go to an event on a random June 1st in Boulder, Colorado. Next thing you know, you got people that are trying to douse you with flags and water because you're burning alive, all because of these imbeciles that want to walk around. And it's not even college, by the way, because I've railed on the college kids for their protest. But some of these adults, even in our YouTube chat, seriously, you don't want, and it's, well, you do realize nobody is saying that Israel is perfect, okay? But there's a clear delineation between good and evil, allies and not your non-allies, right? And Israel is on the better side. They are on the right side, okay? I don't see them walking around. I don't see Jews in America walking around and lighting Arabs on fire. Now, you want to talk about Bibi Netanyahu and strikes in the Middle East? We can have that conversation. Both sides are complicit in atrocities, just like Russia-Ukraine is. But we know the difference between the good side and the bad side. 855-839-1210. I want to save the music stuff for when we come back. So Mumford and Sons is apparently disgusted and disappointed that the music industry hasn't taken a bigger stance to support Israel and innocent Jews in America. And then we have video footage of low-energy Imagine Dragons. Who knows? Maybe we'll be giving away tickets later this summer. They'll probably be coming to the Man or something like that. But Imagine Dragons was performing a show, and then the lead singer at the end of the show decided to wave the Palestinian flag. That's how big this story has gotten with these two sides, that we now have musical acts taking stances on things like foreign policy. We'll get to that when we come back. Hour two is on the way. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.